This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have, God, to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, truly, truly get informed. You know, I always say that to you. You think I'm kind of playing and making fun. I'm not really making fun of it. You got to get informed. Otherwise, again, you're out there spewing information that isn't true and just makes it harder for the rest of us.
He's one of those right-wing guys. He probably believes, too, that the earth is flat.
I don't. And if you do, maybe this might not be the show for you. I don't know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. They do appreciate the time you spend with me. All right. You know, you heard Tom allude to it at the end of the segment. But the big deal here is that the FBI does have documents, more than we even know. But they have documents that allege that Biden engaged in a bribery scheme as VP. Now, but this goes back to, some of you are too young to remember, but this goes all the way back to his Senate days. He was crooked and bad back then. You know, and because of the way D.C. is, because of who, now think about something. If they really want to clean up D.C. over the years, the Democrats have had much more control of D.C. over the decades than the Republicans have, than conservatives have. Now, they've never screamed enough. They always thought that they were doing it the right way, but now we need to scream more. We need every document that we find that shows how corrupt they are. It needs to be posted, put up, put everywhere for everyone to see. Enough of this stuff of playing like a Mr. Nice Guy, because it doesn't work. They see niceness and true compassion as weakness. Now, again, the House Oversight Committee Chairman, James Comer, he said that the Biden allegedly engaged in a criminal scheme involving then-Price, then-Vice President Joe Biden, and a foreign national. I wonder who the national is. Loved it, all right? Now, Americans need to know if President Biden sold out to U.S. to make money for himself and his family, we need to know. And the FBI is supposed to, remember, I said to you a long time ago, there's a lot of great rank-and-file members of the FBI, okay? Every organization has great people in it. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what was going on. We wouldn't know some of the stuff that you're seeing happening right now. You wouldn't have the whistleblowers coming out saying, look at what they did. So I have to believe there's good people still there. But at the top, not so sure. If they're, and the sad part about it, even if they come up with something, even if something so egregious happens, who are they going to take it to now? Newsmax? because CNN ain't going to do anything with it. MSNBC isn't going to do anything with it. ABC, D, EFG, and all those, not going to do anything with it. Right? And we've even come to find out, if you're in the LGBTQ community and you're conservative, you're useless. They're not going to protect you. If you're black or Hispanic and you're conservative, no, you're too dull to be involved. And that's their biggest issue. Is they don't, if you're not 100% on board with them, the funny thing about it, they're not even 100% on board with each other. Or on board with each other. If you're not 100% on board, then you're too stupid to even be given any kind of credence at all. Anyway, now Comer Senator Chuck Grassley said a whistleblower claims an FBI document includes the precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed, as well as its purpose and how it played out. So Comer issued a subpoena for the document, and we'll see what, you know what? He's issued it to the Department of Justice. You know what's really, they want to throw every one of the Trump people in jail that don't comply with a subpoena. Their subpoenas don't matter. Right? Their subpoenas hold absolutely no water when you issue one against a Democrat. Anyway, he said, we've received legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures, as according to those they told. They went to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. That is like going to the two dons in the city that complain about the mafia. I mean, for real? I'm not as optimistic as Tom on this one. Now, the whistleblower has the specific number, too, of the document. He said the doc, an FBI-generated FD-1023 form, allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions. Well, gee, never heard of that happening before, did you? We believe the FBI possesses an unclassified internal document that includes very serious and detailed allegations implicating the current president of the United States. What we don't know is what, if anything, the FBI has done to verify these claims, to investigate further, and the FBI's recent history of botching political charge investigations demands even more congressional oversight. I agree with him. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, truly. Because if you engage, right? If you engage and you engage in an informed way, you will make a difference. No question about it. And you can't attack. You know, Tom was right about a few things in the last hour. You can't just go attacking people. It turns the other, even if you have a great case and you know what you're talking about, it turns the others off. Right? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, Al Franken, Al Sharpton, they're all a bunch of clowns anyhow. Al Franken thinks that he knows
all about the Supreme Court. He know, you know, this is the problem with these. One of the many problems with these people. They got all the answers. They know everything. They know everything about the law. They know everything about, you know, SCOTUS. They know it all. You can't tell them nothing. But no, in all sincerity, they really do believe they know it all. And Al Franken now thinks that he knows more than the Supreme Court. I mean, this is a comedian, for God's sakes. Never studied the law. Wasn't in any kind of, well, maybe in and out of jail a few times. I don't know. I don't know if it'd be true or not true. So on Wednesday morning, I guess it was, Chief Justice John Roberts should get up, look in the mirror, and declare, I deserve good things. I'm entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up, and I'm an attractive person. I'm having fun with the mantra from SNL. Remember that? The daily affirmations with Stuart Smalley. It's appropriate, right? After the former Smalley comedian, Al Franken, declared Roberts a villain, and he declared his court illegitimate. See, that's the difference. We will walk away from the Supreme Court and say, okay, look, I do not agree with what they claim is constitutional or not constitutional, but they have ruled. And we move on. Man, maybe we take it on. Maybe we try to take it up, but not in a violent way. We don't call them illegitimate. We say we believe that it's wrong, that what they came up with was wrong, their ruling was wrong. And as a matter of fact, if you do a little bit of homework, you would find out that, you know, their rulings are not the law. We've always considered their rulings as the law, if you would. Because it really doesn't work that way. But because people are so ignorant of the Constitution and how it works and how the judges work, judges can be removed. Judges can be impeached for bad conduct. Now, think of the difference between that. In the days this went into effect, our founding fathers, our framers, considered bad conduct being drunk in public. Drunk at home, not so bad. Drunk in public, bad. So, when you have people walking around saying, hey, you can't remove a judge, or the judge is for life, or it's just not true. And this is why I say, they got to get informed. You know, how did we get so... I got to be nice, right? How did we get so stupid? That's the question of the hour. Or ignorant, that's probably even a better term. Some of you just don't remember. You just don't remember being taught this stuff. Maybe you didn't keep it in your head. I got that. But were you taught it? Anyway, Franklin goes on to say, you know, somebody probably didn't make it out of high school very, you know. Anyway, the court is a very divisive entity now, an institution right now. And the Supreme Court, to me, is illegitimate. He added that Roberts is a villain for heading such a divisive court. In other words, for not doing what I think he ought to do. Roberts needs to keep in mind that Franken, you know, he's a caring nurturer. Remember that? He's a member of several 12-step programs. Just ask him. Now, he had to resign. He resigned from the Senate in 2017 amid sexual harassment allegations. They had all kinds of pictures of things that he did. They needed him gone. He was being a distraction. But today, they'd probably given him an award for this, don't you think? Supreme Court has long been a subject of public aggravation over the unpopular decisions. You know, and that was it. They were supposed to be isolated from the politicians and to a big degree from the people. Their only job was to make sure that laws being passed were constitutional. And matter of fact, if they said they were unconstitutional, they were supposed to go back to the Congress to be reworked, reissued, reworded, whatever it is. But what's happened, because you've got many, many, many of our members of Congress not really having a clue as to what, you know, they got the simple stuff down. They don't know anything deeply about them. They have no clue. I mean, okay, for freedom of speech, First Amendment. But it's deeper than that. Same thing with the Second Amendment. None of them have actually gone to hear or see or read what the arguments were on the Second Amendment. How much freedom should they have or shouldn't they have? They wanted, for all intents and purposes, they wanted no restrictions on the Second Amendment. And I got to tell you something else. I know I'm going to blow this. But the First and Second Amendments weren't the First and Second Amendments. Do your history. There were like 30 amendments thrown out on the table. There were like 15 of them or so before the first, what we now know is the First and Second Amendment. So for everyone to go, well, look, the first thing they thought of was this. Well, it's not true. Though they knew that man was evil, they've even said it in their journals and their conversations with each other. They knew that man was evil and power hungry. There seemed to be some kind of barrier in their minds that said, well, they'll never step over this because they'll lose their freedom. But, you know, you look at the Biden family. Look at some of the Democrats at the top of the food chain. When it truly comes to this country versus your own personal wealth, it's going to be your own personal wealth. They're going to look to take care of themselves, number one. Look where we've come. From the founding of this country where the framers gave up. I mean, for all intents and purposes, they put their lives, their families, their businesses on the line. And the only thing right now that many politicians that we know will do is they'll lie like heck to protect their wallets. They could care less about the only care they have about this country is we stay as free as we are to a certain point so they can keep putting bucks in their pocket. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The Federal Reserve will hike key interest rates another 25 basis points to 5.25%, currently above the annual rate of inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell offered details behind the decision on Wednesday.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
A post-meeting statement from the Fed suggests it could pause further increases next month. The White House says it cannot confirm Russia's accusation that Ukraine targeted the Kremlin in a drone attack.
I don't want to get into speculation from here about what happened.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration is aware of the report, but is unable to confirm the authenticity of the claims. She said the U.S. is not encouraging or enabling Ukraine to strike beyond its border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? We were talking about John Roberts. Well, not really. Sincerely, we were talking about Al Franken and what a true jackwagon he's shown himself to be. He was talking about Chief Justice Roberts. Now, again, these people who have absolutely no experience in the law, don't know anything about the law, let's just be honest about it, all right? I mean, he doesn't know anything about the law. Many of us don't know anything about the law. We know the basics. If you speed, you're going to get a ticket. If you steal, you might get jailed. Well, not in L.A. anymore. You can steal up to $900-some-odd, and they won't put you in jail. They probably won't even charge you, actually. So the first Chief Justice Roberts, John Jay, was so hated, right, John Jay, was so hated for the that he once remarked that he could travel the country at night by light of my burning effigies. he was just hated. And the biggest part of it, though, wasn't because he actually did anything wrong. I mean, ultimately, these guys should be, not that they always do in my humble opinion, they don't always follow the law, because I think some of them, you know, you get the Scalia and Clarence Thomas, people like that who actually went back and looked. They're called originalists for a reason. They go back and they look at what our founding fathers argued about. Why did they pass that amendment? Why did they pass that law? Why did they approve A, B, and C? What was the meaning behind it? What was the original? See, that's the other thing. What's the original intent? I told you guys, I spent a weekend once going through all these videos of Scalia and some of the other justices, including Ruth. And they would do these talks and speak to where they were with the law, how they interpreted the Constitution, what they thought was the right and or wrong way to do it. And Scalia was a strict originalist. He would go back to what they said, what they felt was real and not real, why they were arguing, so why did they put a certain law into effect? I'm not talking about Congress now. I'm talking about the framers of this country. Why did they want that First Amendment? Why did they want the Second? What was the argument around it? Where were they going with it? And that's how he ruled 9 out of 10 times, right? And in some of them, we think he got wrong. But then you have the other justices who will say they don't necessarily look for original intent. They look at the law that was passed. They try to visualize it. And this kid, I think it was just Alito, one of them. Who's the one that just retired? Was it Breyer? Alito? Whatever. They look at this and they say, okay, this is what the law was back then. This is why they put it into place. This is what they were looking to accomplish. How does that come into 2023? What would that mean today? The problem with that is that between 1776 or 78 or whatever it was to today, they've got to make up a whole bunch of stuff in their head as to what was real and wasn't real. Do you really think that men who started off every single session of Congress with prayer to the Almighty and in the name of Jesus Christ really would not want prayer in school like the Supreme Court ruled back in the, what was it, the 60s or the 50s? You really think they would have been okay with that? Now, listen, I'm going to tell you guys something to freak you out. I'm okay with prayer not being mandated in school. The reason being is, in today's environment, the state would be telling you what the prayer was. Chief Justice John Marshall also burned in effigy after writing the famous opinion in the Marbury versus Madison case. You guys looked that up. Quite interesting. A case of a Chief Justice covering his butt from before he was a Chief Justice. During the desegregation period, Chief Justice Earl Warren was burned in effigy at the Impeach Earl Warren campaign launched across the country. And there's another thing. When they say, and you know who they are, can we just be honest with each other? When they say, like in Roe versus Wade, that the Supreme Court, their opinion is final, the law is final, well, then why didn't we leave Dred Scott alone? Yeah, go ahead, throw stones at me, but you see what I'm saying, right? If every opinion they come with is true, real, end of the story, is the law, then leave it alone. If you want Roe versus Wade alone, then leave Dred Scott alone. But by your own logic, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying by your own logic. They've been wrong about plenty of things that they've actually overturned on, not on their own, not on that particular court where you had to bring it again, just like you had Roe versus Wade again. And that fight will never go away. Ruth was right. Ruth said that it was one of the worst decisions that the Supreme Court ever made was Roe versus Wade. She said some of the states were starting to take it on their own. There was no fight about it. And people were accepting it until you shove it down their throats. And Americans, we're great at this. If the government forces us to do something, we're not in. If the government will allow us to take information, real information, not lies. If the government will allow us to take that stuff in and decide on our own what's right, what's wrong, what's real, what's not, we're good. It's just amazing, right? Senator Elizabeth Warren has declared the Supreme Court illegitimate. She's called to pack the court for rendering opinions against widely held public opinion. You know what's funny? I did not know. I missed the class. Anybody took that class? Where I did not know the Supreme Court's rulings were supposed to be based on public opinion. In other words, they were supposed to be based on mob rules. They were supposed to be based on who's the loudest. Did you know that? Because I wasn't aware. AOC has taken it a step further. My God, you want to talk about somebody with some real mental health issues? Not making fun of people who really have them. AOC. She questions the Institute's value. She says that the current structure doesn't really have any value or benefit to us as a whole. I don't know what that means. you know what she wants, because if you get rid of the Supreme Court, right, then the legislators are in. They're the end-all, be-all. And then you have Chuck Schumer, who actually threatened the justices. A senator threatens the justices. He declared on the steps of the Supreme Court, I want to tell you, Justice Gorsuch, I want to tell you. I mean, this guy, what a little weenie. I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh, you've released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. If I had said that, that's an out threat, by the way. If I had said that to one of the more liberal justices on the steps of the Supreme Court, don't you think I would have been, being who I am, being a right wing, well, my God, they would have had the handcuffs out before I even finished my sentence. You won't know what hit you? You better not go forward with what I perceive to be awful decisions? In addition to these controversies over travel and financial benefits for justices, you know, it's funny how, again, I'm just going to keep saying it, they are so, the Congress people, they're so holier than thou when it comes to what other people are doing. You saw it. I talked to Tom about it in the first segment. Right? But when their people, John Kerry, moves his yacht from Massachusetts to Rhode Island because the taxes were about 70% lower for the yacht in Rhode Island, when Democrats with money take advantage of the tax system that they voted in, that they continually vote on, it's okay. But as you saw with Trump and Hillary, that man paid no taxes. He said, right, just like your friends did, just like your donors didn't, just like all those rules that you put in place. If you're really against this, you guys have been in control enough times to be able to change it. And you never have, because your donors don't want you to. Who else has ever said that? Right? In addition to controversies over travel and financial benefits for justices, Franken, he objected to decisions made by the court that have divided the country. I mean, what's really funny is, look, the Constitution, they divided our framers, for God's sakes. The Declaration divided our framers. Go look at what went down in putting all that together. Trump is here, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You use promo code Joe on the way out. I won't bore you with all the details. You'll figure it out when you get there. Bottom line with it is, though, there's a lot going on. There's a lot you can buy there. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, slippers. You can buy bathrobes. These are all products made here in this country. Okay, you have American warehouses, American manufacturing plants. If we don't start supporting these people, then you could just go ahead and stop complaining about manufacturing going to China. Okay, that simple. You know, we as Americans, we love to complain about some of these stuff. We love to complain about the fact that we don't buy here or we're not supporting, you know, and then you complain about the pricing. Blame unions, you blame company. I don't care who you blame. But if you want to keep it here, keep it here. And you got to work at doing it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let's have some fun about this ridiculousness. I said to you, I mean, some of you say, have we lost the country? Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it, sometimes? Right? You have the progressives that have lost their mind over a restaurant that plays the national anthem. I think they play it. Hold on, let me see. So a staff member at Mission Barbecue says that she personally was triggered by the playing of the national anthem. Every day at noon, everyone inside the restaurant stops to salute the flag, stand at attention during the Star Spangled Banner. Every American stands as one, because we can. That's the slogan that's on the Patriotic Barbecue Restaurant's website and front door. So here's a guy who say, look it, only right-wing Trump lovers need to stand. No, he doesn't say that. Basically, he's saying that every American can stand as one. You can't sit as one. You can't speak several different languages and still be one. I find all this is ridiculous. There's a number of critical comments posted on TikTok, like we care, by a person who was offended because customers stood at attention to the national anthem at the Rainbow Oaks restaurant here in Fallbrook, California. Serious question is this real? Like, people actually do this in everyday life? A TikToker asked. Yeah, you far left pinhead. One response. I love this guy. Must have been a cousin of mine or something. Oh my! Listen, you think if some of you trolls? I don't know if you guys know this. We've had a couple of trolls where they've actually gone through my list and sent my family members, not emails but messages through Facebook about what a right-wing, bigoted, blah-blah-blah I was. Problem is that, according to their standards, pretty much 90% of my family are right-wing, bigoted, blah-blah-blahs, you know. They believe in country. They're Italian immigrants. They fought for the freedom of this country. So, good luck. Keep it up. This just shows you how ignorant they are. They don't do any of their homework. They don't pay attention to anything. Anyway, one response was, yeah, you far-left pinhead, like, people do this in everyday real life. They're called patriots. They love this country. One TikTok user said it was by far the most dangerous situation she'd ever been in. Wow. Wow. Dangerous. I mean, what happened? If enough people get up and say the Pledge of Allegiance at the same time, do people who don't care for it explode? I'd like to know what happens. But if it's that dangerous, I won't do it in their presence. I don't want them to die. I just find it amazing. Isn't it? What a mess our nation is right now. What stuff we're going through. The stuff that we're dealing with, not only our framers, I'm going to tell you, people all through life in this country, people came here from another country, will sit here, and they're looking around going, what happened? Right? We've gotten to the point now where, think about something here. You have a constitutionally protected right to burn the American flag. But if you burned a gay pride flag, you'd go to jail for a hate crime. Now, you're going to tell me the difference is because one's against people and one's against... No. When you burn that American flag, when you disrespect, when you urinate on that flag, you urinate on every American life that went before you to protect your freedom. Actually, to protect your right to urinate, burn, desecrate that flag. That's what you do. Because it's not the flag. Nobody gives a darn about the flag or the flag colors or the material or whatever it is that you're ruining. Nobody cares. They care for what it stands for. And I think that's what you've lost to the left. You no longer understand truly, deeply what this country stood for, what it should stand for, what those symbols stand for. You know, when it comes to the gay pride flag, I wish Xander Gibb was still with us, God rest him. You know, you tell me, you write me and you tell me and you know, when you talk to me, Joe, you don't understand when you disrespect the pride flag, you're disrespecting the fight that the gay and lesbian community, or the gay community mostly, fought for the freedom of them to be able to live their lives the way they should be able to live them, the way they, to live their lives the way the,
our founding fathers, our framers wanted them to have the freedom to do. You just don't understand. And I just want to turn around and go, really? So you do not understand that that American flag that you want to burn or defecate on is the one that gave you the right to even bring that pride flag forward, to stand up for your rights? Because without those, what are you? Are you one of those countries that would shoot you? Remember, Iran says there are no gay people there. They don't have gay people. Let that sink in. Right? Because they either kill them or they leave the country. Some are living in fear there. Look, I'm a Bible-based person. We're not for killing people who don't follow the Bible. Otherwise, there'd be a lot of dead Christians, too, okay? And that's the one thing that, you know, people always take it to the nth degree. No, I'll get scriptural on you tomorrow night, not tonight. But seriously, somebody, think about how crazy this was. That somebody actually felt unsafe in a room where people were saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Come on, you have to laugh at that. You can't do anything else because you get so mad you won't be able to speak. That's how crazy it gets. And then the owner, finally somebody, I don't know where he was interviewed, but he was interviewed and he said, look, I'm going to continue to play the anthem. It's my restaurant. I'll do anything I darn well please. If people don't want to be here, guess what? They don't have to be here. There's so many other restaurants in the area they can go to if they can't stand the national anthem. He went on to say, I feel like if we take a few minutes out of our day to be grateful to the men and women who have made the sacrifice so we can stand up and say how we feel or how we felt. She said, I wish that that person who said what they said, you know, the one who said that they felt triggered, it's because those men and women who had made those sacrifices that she was able to do that. She was able to say what she said. Let that sit in. Now, really, guys, we were able to talk about this stuff. We were able to talk about those things that made you uncomfortable. And still finish our sandwiches together. But we've taught these kids to the point where what they heard their professor say, what they heard some left-wing lunatics say, even to the point of hating your own family. Did we ever get to that point? Okay, another great Trump move. Trump actually kicked a reporter off his plane. Like, you're on that man's plane, and you're going to get in his face to be stupid? Give me a break. You're lucky they weren't in the air when he did it. So Trump was speaking to the press on his plane after a campaign rally in Waco, Texas. When he pushed back against an NBC reporter, according to this is audio that was received on him. The NBC News' Von Hilliard suggested Trump was frustrated by the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg's criminal probe, just days before he was indicted. He said, I'm not frustrated by anything, Trump said. What am I, frustrated? I just did a speech for 2 hours. I'm not frustrated by it. It's a fake investigation. We did nothing wrong. And I've already told you that. It's the exact opposite. This is fake news. And he said, he looked at the reporter and he said, and NBC is one of the worst at it. You, don't ask me any more questions. God bless. See, I missed that. Now, Joey B doesn't say that. No, he's much more simple. He just doesn't answer your question. Or he walks away like you don't exist. That's the way to do it, right? Trump told Hilliard, look, I heard you're a nice guy from NBC, but you're not. When Hilliard tried to ask another question about Bragg's investigation, Trump responded, look, I don't want to talk to you. You're not a nice guy. When the NBC reporter kept questioning him, Trump reportedly grabbed the reporter's two phones and tossed them aside. And Trump said to his security, get him out of here. Just get him out of here. Trump was senior host. I think it's great. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't miss it.